Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit any of the theme parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks or anywhere in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, American Tourist Travel. Let us book all your travel needs, especially Disney. You can find us at americantouristtravelagency.com. Now come on, guys, let's hop on the train and head over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
To the Main Street Pub. I'm joined as always by my good buddy Dan. Hey Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. We're also joined by our good buddy basking in the sun down in Florida tonight. What are you, still sitting outside, John? Welcome to the pub, buddy.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I'm enjoying some more nice weather. It's going to turn by the end of this week, though, but right now it's nice outside. So.
Yeah, John's out on the patio of our pub.
Yes. Yeah, he's got the best seat in the house. We're stuck in the back where the heater is, and we're trying to get warm.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it wasn't bad here today, guys. It was like I told John, I said it was like 68 here today, but it poured all day. It was one of those days. It would pour, stop for, you know, a half hour. You think it's going to clear up, and then it pour again.
Yeah, it's dank and dark and cloudy. It's just a very drab up here, and the forecast looks for more of that in the near future. So we're into the getting into the spring mode where there's not a whole lot of sunshine, just a lot of rain, which we do need, but it's kind of depressing, to be honest.
Yeah, I have a door to put in Friday, a new sliding glass door, and I had to cancel that because it's supposed to be raining the rest of the week.
Yeah, pretty much. You get it, 12 hours before me. So whatever you're getting is usually heading my way shortly thereafter.
So, and John's totally off the beaten path. Well, when you're frying next week, John, we'll try to feel a little bit bad for you.
Yeah. Like I said, it's going to be 90 degrees on Friday already. So it's going bye-bye. So my enjoyable time outside. So, but.
Well, hopefully that backs down a little bit for you. It's only a couple days of that crazy heat because you don't want that heat too early in the year.
No, I don't really want it in the beginning of April already. So, you know, you wait until the end of May or so usually before it gets 94, 95. So hopefully, yeah, like you said, it cool back down to low 80s by the time next week. So I know the weekend's supposed to be hot, though. So
it used to be that it'd kind of keep some of the tourists away, but I think those days are over, right? It's busy in Florida pretty much year-round now, particularly down at Disney World, right?
Yeah, around Disney World, but over my west coast of Florida right now, I've got the trifecta going on. I've got snowbirds, I've got spring break, and spring training for baseball.
So oh, boy.
It's pandemonium. But I think baseball season starts hopefully next week, regular
Six
baseball
days,
season.
Baby.
So,
Six
yeah,
days.
So all these guys should be getting out of there. So that's at least one of the three done for. So.
That'll be some idiots off the road for you, right, John?
Yeah, some of them. Some of them. The spring breakers are the worst. They don't even make my restaurants busy. They just clog the roads. So,
yeah, they're eating hot dogs and pizza.
Uh-huh. Yep. So.
Well, drinking hot dogs and then pizza.
Yeah. They're not stopping at the fine Italian restaurant to get, you know. So.
Yeah. I remember them days. Back in those days, we'd wake up and have beer and our Captain Crunch and our Cheerios to bite the dog to bit us the night before.
Yeah. If you did that now, you'd be down hard for a week.
Oh, my wife would commit me if I did that now. But speaking of baseball season, John, do you want to do a fun fantasy league with us or no? Do you want to do it with me and my godsons, just join up on ESPN?
Yeah, if you want to send me an invite to it, yeah, I'll give it a shot. I know hardly anything at all about baseball anymore, but I'll give it a shot. So.
It's pretty easy. You'll probably have to draft this week. You know, we'll probably have the draft like Thursday or Friday night. I have to contact him, so we'll do that. But speaking of that, you're speaking to the champion then of the college pool, it looks like, don't it, John?
Yeah. It looks like you made a hell of a comeback there in the last couple of games. Damn, Kentucky left me down. So.
Oh, good for you. What's the prize?
I get to just brag over John. Okay. Just brag
I'll buy him a beer next week in the pub. I'll buy him a beer. How about that?
All right.
So. Now I'll take when we get to Florida, buddy.
All right. Yeah, I can do that.
First round's on you. We get to Florida. But no, we all did. We did okay. We had a lot right, but none of us did good with the final two. I got North Carolina's going to be in the final two, I think, but none of us is going to have the winner. So I won a bad run, if that makes sense.
You were the best of the worst.
Exactly. But I was shocked because I conceded. I thought, John, you had it. And then all of a sudden I'm like – My Tar Heels took out Kentucky. Let me go check the scores here. And next thing you know, I was ahead.
Yeah. Nobody had South Carolina, that's for sure. And nobody had. I don't think anybody had Gonzaga. Well, I did have Gonzaga.
I had Gonzaga too. I have them left. I think I have Gonzaga and North Carolina left, but I don't have either of the two winning at all. But
yeah.
And the one that I didn't have because I would never pick. I will never root for them. Is Oregon. I cannot stand the Oregon Ducks. After what Chip Kelly did to my city, I can't ever root for that team again.
Even though they use Donald as their mascot, you just can't do it, huh?
Nah, it ain't ever going to happen, man.
All right.
Just like you sent me that article about Johnny Depp doing nice things for the American Indians, it's never going to happen where I like them. Because under my opinion, there's something buried somewhere that I will find. There was a reason why he did it. It's only for him, I'm thinking, at the end of the day. So, but I'll try. I'll give him kudos for trying to be good.
Okay. All right.
He made a little minuscule effort. He has out of 100 things that I can't stand, I'll give him 99 now. He knocked one block off, so.
There you
go. He's got a long way to go.
Exactly. And a long time to get there, hopefully. Hopefully I'm around a long time to be picking on him. So, but what we're going to do, guys, is after everybody picked on us about the $80 a day, we're going to continue with it. We're going to do $80 a day at the Hollywood Studios.
Awesome.
So from what I found out, there's more places to eat than there is rides in the studios.
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't remember how crummy the studios was till I started looking at all the menus, and actually there are some good places, but after doing Magic Kingdom the other day, it was a little lacking, I thought.
The two restaurants I'm eating at I like better than anything in the Magic Kingdom, so
yeah, I guess you could say that. That makes sense.
I do like my Harbor House as far as a counter service, but I'll take the two sit-down restaurants I'm eating at over any restaurant in the Magic Kingdom.
True. And I know where
I think you're right. So
can't argue with that. I cannot.
But I hear what you're saying. It's just like the whole park is kind of lacking, but I could have a good time eating here, so I'm looking forward to doing this. But what we're going to do is we're going to do our $80 a day, which our whole staff here at the Main Street Pub, we all sat down and figured out this is the proper budget. Even though the women don't agree with us,
they not only don't agree with us, they want to leave the parks and go somewhere else. I thought the whole principle of this was to stay in the park.
Right.
And we have multiple people saying, leave the park and go eat over at the Contemporary. I mean, I'm like, do you guys not understand this is just an exercise?
They don't get the concept, I guess. I don't know.
We're trying to talk about what is in each park. We're eventually, just so you guys know, we're going to do the whole monorail loop. So don't tell nobody, but we're going to do the monorail loop $80 a day. So that's why we can't leave the parks. And we're going to do, just so you guys know, don't tell anybody, Dennis and John, we're going to even do around the boardwalk and Crescent Lake there.
There you go.
And then maybe even the Springs if we're lucky. But no, we're going to spend $80 a day over at the Hollywood Studios, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I know I'm going to get picked on. Dave and Pat will probably have something crazy or stupid to say about me after this, but I'm hoping for the
constructive criticism.
You'll be kicking dogs and doing whatever you were doing over there. Or...
yeah. I think those guys, I actually think they thought I was actually mad, and I wasn't mad at all. But I had, after me and my wife's driving home down the expressway, and I'm listening to I Hate Puppies and Ice Cream. and my mother-in-law, she couldn't hear right in the back, and she's going, "What's that? You hate what? You hate puppies and ice cream? What's that mean?" I said, "You tell me and I'll tell you." Yeah, so I wasn't mad at all, guys. So bring it on. I know you're going to pick on me after this one. So, John, why don't you start us off?
All right. Well, all right. So good morning. We're getting to Disney's Hollywood Studios where they're at Rope Drop. I'm going to walk down Hollywood Boulevard. I'm going to stop at the Red Car Trolley and get me a nice coffee because I'm going to be here in the summertime, I think. So instead of a hot coffee, I'm going to get me a nice venti size Starbucks hot iced coffee for $3.99 and 26 cents tax. That's going to equal $4.25. I'm going to take that coffee and we'll make that right hand turn on Hollywood Boulevard or on Sunset. What's that? Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
And run right into Sweet Spells and get me that delicious carrot cake cookie for $3.99 also and 26 cents tax. Makes that $4.25. And I'm at a total of. Oh, the other one was $3.92. So I'm at a total of $8.17 for breakfast with a Starbucks iced coffee and a carrot cake cookie.
You can't beat that. I mean, the carrot cake cookies are awesome.
They're fantastic.
If one all carrots tasted like treats. That, I'd be eating carrots every day.
it's funny. I don't like carrots at all. I don't like them in stew. I don't like them. I certainly don't like them raw or anything, but my goodness, a carrot cake I like and carrot cake cookie at Disney is just fantastic. So.
Yeah, and the carrot cake cookie is akin to a carrot as a rock is to water. nothing like it. Maybe color is about the only thing that's remotely like
I see
a carrot.
Little flakes of what look like carrot in it.
Yeah. So. Well, I'll tell you what, John. And I don't want to go off the beaten path, but we always do. If you do that roasted pork tenderloin that I told you with the wing recipe with that rub and that rub and that juice, if you make that up and put that in the crock pot with the carrots, I guarantee you it's almost impossible for you not to enjoy those carrots.
Okay. All right. That might be the one way that I'm able to eat them. So.
Dude, they're like eating candy. I'm telling you, for some reason they makes them really soft, but not to the point where they're mush. They don't turn out to be potatoes, but it's like eating candy. It's literally like eating a stick of candy when you eat one of those carrots. So if you try that pork tenderloin with that recipe I gave you, you'll be eating your carrots once a week, and you might pass your test for your driving.
I get better vision, right?
Exactly. Yeah, your eyesight will be akin to an eagle.
Exactly. John will be spotting the fin de monce everywhere.
Yeah.
Or what? The golden monkey?
Yeah, the gold monkey at Animal Kingdom. So.
Absolutely. Where are you headed, Dan?
Let's see here. I too am heading over to the Trolley Car Cafe. A lot different here. But this is what I'd actually do, so that's why I don't feel bad offering it up.
That's the way we're doing it. We want to do our normal day.
Right. So, so I'm going to get the double smoked bacon cheddar and egg sandwich for $4.95. And I, too, am going to get the iced coffee for $3.99 on a nice, warm Florida day. So that puts me at $8.94 and threw a couple bucks in the jar there, so I'm at $10.73 for breakfast for me over at the Trolley Car.
Well, I'm going to see you two knuckleheads there with me. So how you doing today, guys? How you doing?
Hey,
how's the coffee? Good?
Good.
Good morning.
Doug
good morning.
Davis.
Yeah, what good morning.
What's the chances of bumping into you here?
Yeah, well, I can't wait till all three of us are bumping in every Sunday morning down there one of these days. Mm. But I'm popping in. I'm going to be a good boy. You guys know I got some soda in my backpack, so I'm only grabbing a sandwich here today. And I'm going to be good because I'm not going to be good later on in the day, and I want my wife to still love me. So I'm going to get the spinach, feta, egg white breakfast wrap, which I've had here before. I had on my last trip, actually, down here. And they're really, really good, the wraps here. It's like really – they're really flaky and good. Have you ever had a wrap here?
I have. Like I said, I've had almost every sandwich they have on their menu at one time or another.
Yeah, I feel bad. We're boring John. You hear him over there yawning? And...
I'm telling you, 5 o'clock, man, 5 o'clock.
Okay. Damn, 5 o'clock. Well, I'm sorry to be so boring, John. But anyway, I'm going to have the spinach feta egg white breakfast wrap for $5.49. 38 cents tax comes to $5.87 I spent for breakfast. So let's hurry up and get John to lunch so maybe we can wake his butt up.
I got my coffee. You know, I had my coffee. I'm okay now. So. Yeah. All right. So let's see. I went over and I rode Tower of Terror and I rode Rock and Roller Coaster and I'm down on that side of the park. And so I am going to stop at Rosie's All-American Diner and get the fried green tomato sandwich. That comes with some jalapeno ranch sauce, pepper jack, and arugula on a ciabatta bread with french fries. And that's going to be $9.49. While I'm there, I'm just going to go ahead and grab me a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale for $9. That's going to equal $18.49 with $1.11 for tax for a total of $19.60 for lunch.
So have you ever had this before, John?
Yes, I have. I love fried green tomatoes. I mean, it's something that I do probably once a month around here because we always have – around, you know, in Florida, I mean, guess what? We always have fresh produce coming in all the time. There's always tomatoes to be found. So, well, once a month or so, I'll grab some green ones and fry them up in the Fry Daddy and make myself a sandwich. I love green tomatoes. So.
I'll tell you what, it's always fresh. The fries are good there, too. They're pretty good fries there.
Yeah, and the sandwich was really good with that ranch and the pepper jack on it. It was a sizable sandwich, and it was a lot more filling than I would have thought of. You know, I think I got it one night about 9 o'clock, and I was really hungry, but I only ended up eating about half of the sandwich and actually took it back to the room and ate the rest of it in the morning for mid-morning snack. So.
Now, did you stick it in your pocket or did you put it in your backpack?
I put it in the backpack and put it in the refrigerator when I got back to the room. So.
Okay, I didn't know if you folded up and stuffed it in your front pocket until you got back in the room or not. I was just making sure what's going on here.
Yeah.
No, but that's a good call. Like, and I like that you mentioned that because a lot of people wouldn't know to go there to get a fried green tomato sandwich. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's a good call. I mean, it's a good, instead of getting the cheeseburger or the chicken breast nuggets, try it. I think you'd really enjoy it. I enjoy them.
Yeah. Like I said, the roll was nice and fresh, and the fried green tomato itself
awesome.
Was yeah, and it was a decent size slice of tomato. I think there was actually two of them on there.
They're like breaded, as I remember.
They're breaded. And if I remember correctly, I actually had to wait 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes for it to get made. So. You know, it was freshly fried when it came out. So, yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I tried one of them quite a few years ago. It's been a while. That's why I was saying I was trying to remember if it was breaded or not. Dan, have you ever tried them?
Never have. I've seen them. I've heard of them. But I've never had a fried green tomato, anything, sandwich or otherwise.
Oh, next time we're down, we got to try that, Dan. There's something for you to try that you can split with the family. See, that's one of those things that I'm talking about with food and wine, without food and wine. Mm-hmm. That's something me and Brenda would have a blast just trying together. You know, next trip, if Don and my sister-in-law might be going with us again, I would have a great time, the three of us, just grabbing that for a quick snack, split it three ways, on one of the Disney trash cans, which are clean.
Yep.
but you get what you're following me, though, here. Wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, really, and you'd probably have as big of a portion as anything you got at Food and Wine.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. So.
If you split it three ways, it would be the same portion as getting one, you know, a couple of I really enjoyed the hummus fries, but there wasn't like a ton of them. There was a couple of hummus fries for $6.
But it's enough to keep you fulfilled for, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes till you get to the next booth or, you know, while you're talking or enjoying company or whatever, you know, then get something else down the road.
Yeah. See, that's the type of stuff me and Brenda's done for years as far as. Because I've told the story a million times on here. I don't like to be full. Like, I hate that total full feel. Like, my buddy's offered. I'm taking my mother-in-law to see – me and Brenda's taking her for Mother's Day, an early Mother's Day gift to see Engelbert Humperdinck down at the Golden Nugget Casino. That's one of her favorites. So I bought my wife, me and my wife bought the two of them tickets. I'm going to hang out. I mean, I didn't want to go in and see them. So I'm driving down because I don't want my girls being down there by themselves. I've told you about the scary parking garages, the whole nine yards. Yep. I walked them both right into the theater. It's inside. Once you're in the Nugget, it's safe and nice. But I walk them right up to the door, watch them check their ticket, and let them go inside. And then I sit there and have a beer or two at the bar. Well, my one buddy from the Keys, his parents live here, so he's flying in. And he's offering me – one of the steakhouses in there is rated top 10 steakhouses in the United States. It's supposed to be that good. So he's telling me he's buying me dinner. He's going to fly in because he has work to do at his dad's house. He's going to meet me there, and we're going to have dinner together while they're watching the concert. And he goes, what cut do you want? The 22-ounce porterhouse, blah, blah. I said, no, the six-ounce petite filet will be fine for me.
You're a cheap date.
Yes, I am. But and we won't go any further than that. All I know is he's going home alone that night. That's all I'm going to say. But the point is, that's plenty for me. You know, the mashed potatoes, I don't like – I'd rather eat an hour or two later than just – I can't stand that whole – I can't move feeling, and I never have.
Right, right.
So that's why I like the idea of me and Brenda splitting stuff, because you get to try so many more things when you're at the parks.
Yep.
And I think you guys enjoy that in a way too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just a different approach.
So where are you going, Dan, for lunch?
Yeah, I'm actually going to switch it up here, and not that I wouldn't go here, but I'm going to actually head over to Mama Melrose for lunch.
Mama Melrose.
And I am going to get the shrimp campanelli, which is sautéed shrimp and campanelli with pasta tossed in a four-cheese sauce with cauliflower. That's $25. And then a little expensive for lunch, but a little different strategy today. And then I'm also going to get an Italian brewed Moretti draft beer for $8.25. So my lunch comes out to $33.25 all told.
It does sound good, though. Have you ever had this before there, or is this going to be your first time?
No, I had it, but like I said in previous shows, it's been many a year since we've eaten there, so I don't really remember how good or bad it was, but I don't seem to remember hating it, so I figured I'd get it again. But like we always say, I think the food there is simple Italian, I'll call it, you know, and it's good. I put it on par with Tony's. I think Tony's and this restaurant are comparable in food. It's not going to bowl you over, but it's certainly edible and fine for theme park food, I think.
And the prices are good. I mean, you get I think spaghetti and meatballs there for like $20. And, you know, I mean, you can get all your normal things. And the most expensive thing on the meal is probably $30-$35. I mean, hold on. I just clicked it on. The charred strip steak is the most expensive thing on the – on the whole, it's $33. So, I mean, there's all kind of really good things on this menu. And I don't – like you said, Dan, you're not going to blow your socks off. You're not going to leave there saying they recreated the meatball, but right. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Exactly. And, yeah, you know, it all depends on what you're in the mood for. I mean, I was in a mood for Italian, so that's what I went for. And I stand by my choice.
No, I don't blame you. It's good. I'm glad you went there. Now, you guys all know where I'm headed here, because I bragged about how much I loved it the last time. Yep. I'm going to mosey my little butt over to my brown
Sci-fi dine-in theater.
No, never happened. Okay. Not ever again. Let me put it to you that way. That's one done. I got drive-in still here in New Jersey, so I don't need to go into drive-in theater, and I'll eat better at my drive-in. And if you've seen the drive-in burgers, it's tough. I mean, the one drive-in that's down in one of the local towns down here, I think they have the hot dog that Kramer had in Seinfeld still in the
man.
But anyway, I'm going to head over to my brown derby, and I'm going to get my derby sliders, which are Wago beef with cognac mustard aioli, smoked Gouda cheese, bacon and avocado, and duck confit. So, I mean, and then a Telleggio cheese, chipotle vegetable slaw, sweet onion orange conserve with crispy leeks. And you could substitute the Wago beef for $3 to get two of the beefs. But I suggest everybody, and I yelled in – screamed about eating Donald or blah, 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 or even Daffy. But I'll tell you what, that Wago beef and that duck was the perfect combination for each other. And even the chips I could eat, even though they were homemade, the chips I could eat.
But the two sliders complement each other, is what you're saying. The beef and the duck went good together.
Absolutely. And the rolls that they're on are so good. I mean, they are really, really good.
You know, Doug, you had talked about this so much, I was going to put it on my menu, but I knew you were going to have it. So I thought, nah, I better go with something else because I didn't want to grab the same thing. So.
Yeah, I would have loved to. Like, there's the other thing I want to grab. Like, when me and Brenda go in the fall or whenever our next trip, summer, fall, around my birthday. The other thing that looks really interesting here is the crispy bites. I would like to try them, but she might yell at me because they look fried. But they're Parmesan goat cheese risotto sticks with garlic and tomato compote, brie cheese with a spicy raspberry sauce, sweet corn and rock shrimp fritters with a chipotle aioli sauce. And it's $14. And if you look at it, it looks really, really interesting. I wouldn't mind getting the Derby sliders and this for lunch if, you know, me and Brent were there to try both of them.
Yeah, and then split them all up. That'd be great.
Yes.
All the ingredients that you mentioned, I mean, you're getting a lot of vegetables and different things that, you know, aren't just, like you said, a burger with a slab of tomato and a slice of lettuce. I mean, you're getting some gourmet-type things that you probably normally wouldn't get that I'm sure taste pretty good when they're all made up like that.
Absolutely, and you're talking between the two of them would be $31, Dan. How can you go along for $31 for lunch and something like that? I mean, I think it would be a very nice lunch and wouldn't be overfilling because I know it wasn't last time. But I'll tell you what, the last time I cut a piece off of each, waiting for my brother-in-law or my godson to walk by so they could try it.
Right.
And I looked at my watch or my phone and I said, this is the time I'm eating it because I wasn't going to let it get cold. And I was praying. I'm looking all around, hoping they wouldn't come. And they end up riding Terror again because they went over to Tower of Terror and the line wasn't that long. So they had a fast pass. So they did standby and then did fast pass. So I was so happy they did that because I got to eat the other half of both of them. And I was happy, happy as could be. I'm going to bum yous all out. Well, I've talked to John about this off the air. And with this combination, I'm just going to go with the Bud Light. And the reason I went with the Bud Light is because the flavors on these two sandwiches are so good. I don't want the beer changing the flavor content. And you know how sometimes, like, we talk about our Le Fin de Mont and the different IPAs and stuff like that. The flavors are so strong, and sometimes they don't go good. Like, you taste the beer more than you do the food, if that makes sense to you guys.
Well, it makes sense to me. John might disagree. His palate's a lot more refined when it comes to beer, but I understand the rationale. I'm not making a joke here, but it's almost like, you know, you're having water with it to cleanse your palate. But you do get the beer taste with a Bud Light or a Coors Light or something like that.
Yeah, I just want something light to wash it down, to have a nice beer. I just want the relaxing taste, a nice Bud Light. It's only the thing of it is the other reason is to save on my budget. The Bud Light is only $5.50, and the Corona is $6.75. The Dos Q is $6.75. The Orlando Brewing IPA I4 is $8. Cigar City's $8. Sierra Nevada $7.50. So I figured that's what I had last time. I just had the nice Bud Light, and the Bud Light with the two sandwiches was absolutely phenomenal. So I highly recommend that.
And that sounds awesome, and I understand why you did that. So, John, what is your opinion, though? Do you think more full-bodied beers enhance food flavor, or do they kind of dull it like Doug is suggesting?
It really depends what you're eating. I mean, and your personal taste, obviously, too, you know. But there's some beers like porters and stuff like that go great with barbecue. And that's, you know, it has the strong flavors and it balances out with the strong flavors. But then some people like, you know, they prefer to have something light so they get the full effect of what they're eating. But, I mean, I'm all over the place. I don't really care a whole lot about pairing beer with food because when I take a bite of food, I usually just am concentrating on the food taste, and then the sip of the beer is the beer taste. So, you know, I'm not a great beer parent connoisseur. At all, so, yeah.
And
I like my good beer, but the better ones I drink, I usually drink by themselves just to enjoy the beer. So.
Well,
you go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
No, that's what I was going to say is, you know, there are no rules. I mean, you could always have the lighter beer with your food, and you could always have a second beer after dinner to, you know, something with a little more body and flavor if you wanted to, you know, hang around and shoot the breeze for a little while, right?
You go ahead, Johnny. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say the one thing I would recommend, though, is I know I'm pretty sure they just expanded the beer menu at the Liberty Tree in Magic Kingdom. They actually have Sam Adams and Bud Light there. And if you were going to get that turkey dinner, I just would love to have a Sam Adams with that turkey dinner. I could just,
because the Sam Adams the Sam Adams to me is just a stronger beer. It still has that same body of beer taste. It don't have a bunch of different flavors in it to me. As I like Sam Adams. I mean, I had a couple with my buddy John a few weeks ago at his house. And my other buddy John, not you, John, one of my guys from work. He went, you know, and it was funny because I remember you asking me, Doug, do you like Sam Adams? And I said, yeah. When he handed it to me, I was thinking of you. I was going, there, John, I like Sam Adams. But anyway, the point I was making, like with this with the duck slider and the flavors of this food with the aiolis and everything else in there, I want to savor it so much that I don't want to – I want the meal to be the center of attention with this meal, not the drink, if that makes sense to you guys. And that's the way – that's the whole reason I went that way. But that being said, the meal was the sliders were $17. The Bud Light was $5.50, comes to $22.50. $1.57 tax, $6 tip comes to $30.07. So right now I'm at $35.94. So where are you headed, John, next for dinner?
All right, for dinners, and I'm pretty sure one of you guys, at least one of you, is probably going to have this too, but I'm heading over to 50s Prime Time. And I'm going to get Mom's Favorite Recipes combo with the fried chicken, the pot roast, and meatloaf with all the fixings. And that's going to be $23. And I'm going to I'm going to take it back. I'm going to pair that with my favorite IPA in the entire world, the Cigar City IPA, High Life IPA. And that's $8. So that's a total of $31 plus $202 tax, $33.02, $6.61 tip, and $39.63 for a total. So, a great meal.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. That sounded awesome.
Dan, I have a funny feeling you're headed here too.
No, actually, my strategy, because I kind of ate a little heavy at lunchtime over at Mama Melrose, I had the pasta with the shrimp. I did a little bit of a light dinner. I needed to in order to fit it in under my budget. So I went over to the Jersey Drive-In Theater. And I got this smoked turkey sandwich for $14. I got a Coke with it. I'm all out of waters and everything else. I was lugging around all day at the park. So the Coke was $2.59. And then what did I get here? A beer was $7.99, whatever. Not draft beer. They had bottled beer there. So my dinner came to $24.58. And with tax and gratuity and everything, my total for the three meals that I had at Hollywood Studios came to $72.13. And with the balance of money I have left, I was going to get a snack, but I figured with all the construction going on, I would hand it over to the attendant when I was leaving the park so they have enough money to continue and finish the Star Wars land and all that, because we know Disney's hurting and they need to charge for buses and everything. So I figured I'd, you know, throw the couple bucks in the till.
Okay. So you said you got the salmon BLT?
No, smoked turkey.
Oh, the smoked turkey. Salmon. I'm sorry. Yep. I thought you said the salmon BLT.
Nope.
And look at you being healthy with the multi-grain roll. Smoked turkey, multi-grain roll, hickory smoked bacon, crispy bacon, lettuce, vine-ripened tomatoes, and avocado mayonnaise. That sounds good for $14.
Yeah, it did sound good, and that's why I got it. But like I said, I ate a little heavy at lunchtime, so I figured I'd be somewhat good for dinner.
I'll tell you what, there's this other on the menu here that I didn't know this was on this menu. They must have updated this menu recently. Let me see. December they updated of 16. So
you looking at the salmon BLT?
Yes, the salmon BLT. I've never heard of a salmon BLT in my life. Have you, John?
No,
bacon and salmon, I just never associate as flavors that go well together. But well, hey.
It's served on a warm ciabatta bread, arugula, seasonal tomatoes, crispy bacon, and chili chive aioli. And you can obviously you can get this with chicken or salmon. The salmon $16.50, and the chicken is $15.50.
Yeah, but I would have to try that salmon. Just I might make a salmon BLT this weekend. I got to know what the hell that tastes like.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they do have a – you're right, Doug. When I was looking at the menu, I mean, they got a vegetarian shepherd's pie. They got a Reuben, grilled marinated salmon salad, you know, shrimp or chicken pasta. I mean, the menu seems a little bit more expansive than I had remembered it.
Yeah, maybe I'm – maybe I haven't – because I haven't been in here forever that I forgot this stuff. But they do have some different things that I didn't know they had. The house-smoked St. Louis-style pork ribs sound good, like – lightly brushed barbecue sauce served with baked beans and coleslaw for $24. I mean, they have, like you said, they do have a couple different things. The shrimp or chicken pasta they have, and you said they have a vegetarian shepherd pie.
Yep.
So, I don't know. They have some different things in here. Just don't get the flame broiled New York strip steak, because I don't think it'll be good. It'll be like the strip steak I got it. At whatchamacallit, House of Blues.
Right, yeah, don't be going to the sci-fi dining for steak meats. No,
probably
no, no.
Not.
No, but I'm going to head over. John, we're having dinner together, buddy. Dennis, I think, went to sci-fi because he knew I wouldn't be there. He got tired.
Yeah, I was
fine. He didn't want me stalking him like I did at the Magic Kingdom.
I knew I could ditch you if I went over here.
Yeah, he knew that I would not even be nowhere around.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I'm going to be meeting you over at the 50s Primetime. But I'm going to be getting the best meatloaf on property. I'm going to be getting the you've had the meatloaf here, haven't you, John?
Yeah. Actually, what I said I was going to try is exactly the sampler. What I get. I've been there. I think I've been to 50s Primetime two or three times, and I think I get the same thing every time I go. So
I've had everything, but I love the meatloaf so much that I don't even go with the sampler anymore. I just want the flat-out meatloaf. I mean, I enjoy it that much. It's a blend of beef and pork topped with tomato glaze, roasted garlic, mashed potatoes, and green beans. And I make this meatloaf at my house all the time now. I have the recipe for it, and believe me, I enjoy this meatloaf. And it's only $18. How do you go wrong on Disney property? It's not as good as my bangers and mash, but it's darn close.
Yep.
Yeah,
I agree.
I would put it right there on the best value on property for the dollar. It would be right neck and neck with the bangers and mash. So I got that for $18. I decided to get a Yingling with this because Yingling does go good with the beef, all beef. The reason I didn't go with anything exotic the last time is because of the duck. I didn't want to mess up my duck. But anyway, I'm going to have the Yingling, which is $8.25, grand total of $26.25. $1.83 tax, $6 tip brings it to $34.08. So I have a total of $70.02 right now. So where are you headed next, John?
All right, so I got about 11.46 left, or 11. Actually, I think I got about $12 left, somewhere in there. So I loaded up for dinner, so I don't need anything else to eat. So I'm getting ready to watch the Star Wars Galactic Spectacular, and I'm standing right there. And instead of waiting in line, you know, at one of those long beer carts out there, I'm just going to walk right over to the Brown Derby outside bar. I'm going to get me a Tlapa Stall, and that's going to be $10.50 plus 64 cents tax. For $11.14, I'm going to give that $1.46 tip, and that's going to round me out to an even $80, and I'll be done for the night. So,
nice strategy.
With the ding, 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 ding. I'm doing a little different strategy here, and I'll probably mosey back out when the fireworks are starting because I got $9.98 left. So what I'm going to do is I'm headed back to Pizza Rizzo because I want to check it out, which I never – I seen it on the outside. I talked to all the painters and everybody else on the last trip, but I couldn't weasel my way in the door. So I want to head back to Pizza Rizzo, and I'm going to get myself a beer and just hang out there. I'm going to get a Moetti Blonde, and that's $9. 63 cents tax comes this, it gives my grand total to $79.65. I want to hang in there and hope somebody leaves a couple slices of pizza left, and I might steal a slice when, as I'm sitting there if they feel bad for me. But no, I just think it would be cool to roam through Pizza Rizzo and check it out because none of us have been in there yet. Have you been in there yet, John?
No. If we get back out to Hollywood Studios, that's definitely something I want to go by and check it out. I have, unfortunately, I have not heard anything good at all about the pizza. But I do want to check out the theme and stuff like that.
That's why I'm going to get the beer, man.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I heard they changed the theming, they changed the, you know, how it looks and everything, but they did not mess at all with the pizza recipe. So, and I had that, I've had that, Toy Story or the, now I forgot the name of the place before. Pizza Planet.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had that before when my son was young. He enjoyed going in there because of the video games and stuff, and that was not good pizza, so.
We're lucky my kids were past that age where they were really interested in that, that we never had to go there. But I've heard a lot of people say that it's a lot like Elio's frozen pizza that you get at the supermarket.
Don't insult Elio's. Don't insult Elio's. That's what I'm saying.
It's not that good. Yeah.
I hear Elio's might be putting a lawsuit out if people keep saying that. But no, I hear you. But the reason I went back there is I'm having the Moretti Blonde. I get a 20 ounce for $9. I think that's a pretty good deal.
It's a good value, yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah, it's, yeah.
It's
you're
a
20 not
ounce beer. Give me a couple extra ounces for my money.
There you
go. Need to get the adults all liquored up to buy that pizza over there. That's what it is, right?
Exactly. But now I figured I'd try a nice Moretti to end the night. You like a Moretti Blonde, John, or no? Look at him. Now we got planes going over to pub.
No, that's I told you, I live on the river. That's an airboat. Moretti Blonde is a good beer. I've had that actually several times over in Italy. They not only Italy's got like four or five now, not just Peroni, but they have the Moretti Blonde, and then I forgot one of the other one, but they have four or five different beers outside. La Rosa, they have too. So Italy and Epcot has several different ones. So I've tried that one there, enjoyed it, and actually I think Peroni, but I think I like that one a little better. So
yeah, I enjoy both. I mean, I like the Peroni a little bit better, but I'd be happy with either one, you know.
Is it a lighter beer, Doug, or as far as body?
You can tell it's kind of in the same family as what the Peroni is, wouldn't you say, John? But maybe has a little bit more bite than what the Peroni has, I think.
And there's a little more taste to it, but yeah, it's still definitely all the Italian beers are pretty on the light side. They're
okay.
Lower in alcohol and definitely more of the refreshing kind of beer, so.
Yeah, Peroni's only 7.5%, John. I mean, Danny, it's not strong enough. It needs to be 10, 12, or 15 for Johnny, right?
I don't do any 15 things anyway.
No, I'm kidding with you. No, but Peroni's 7.5. That's good enough for me, man.
Yeah, well, what an average, what, a Budweiser's, what, 5.5 or something like that? So it's a little stronger than a traditional American middle-of-the-road beer.
Yeah, Molson Canadian, I think, is 7.5. I mean, you know, Moosehead, it's all in that family. It's good.
Yeah.
It's not Le Fin de Mont strong. What's that, 9, John?
Yeah, Le Fin is 9.5 or 10, so I think it's 9.5, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think your average beers, and I could be wrong, like you're just standard Budweiser, your standard Coors, any of your standard, not the lights, but your standard beers, they're in the 6 range, wouldn't you say, John?
They usually run from 4.5 to 5.2 and up to 5.5. They're usually right in that range, yeah.
Yeah, so 7.5% is not bad. I mean,
right.
No, that's
right.
I actually wasn't even talking about that. I was talking more of the flavors and stuff like that with the lightness of the taste, you know. So.
Yeah, Dennis, but yeah, you would enjoy that. I mean, I think me and you could drink around the world and be happy buying each other drinks, and neither one of us would be upset with the taste of anything.
Yeah. No, I mean, actually, you know, in all seriousness, with listening to John and his expertise with the beer, I am looking forward to trying some of these different beers at the, you know, not only World Showcase, but in the Animal Kingdom. I know what's that one he mentioned? The Golden Monkey. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of now, it's a kind of a different challenge now to kind of mark these off a list, and you know, not to drink them all in one day, obviously, but as I go, kind of seek these out and try them, and you know, see which ones I like and don't like, and you know, it's kind of interesting.
We'll call it the Living Buzz List.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. There you go.
No, but no, I'm looking. I enjoy it too. Like my liquor store that I go to all the time, they've actually just remodeled. They remodeled, and they're offering more and more of what John was talking about, where you could buy the mix and match deals.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to start trying a couple different things too. I mean, I was disappointed when I found out that they don't allow Cider City up here. For some reason, you can't buy Cider City in New Jersey, John. Huh. Or Cigar City, I'm sorry, not Cider City, Cigar City.
I was going to say, what is he talking about? I wonder why. It's weird that they wouldn't allow it.
Yeah, for some reason, they don't have the rights to sell Cigar City in this area right now.
Well, sometimes I know it has to do with distributorship. Yeah. Like, you know, there's certain distributors that only have certain beers, and they won't or can't distribute, obviously, the competitors' beers. So maybe that's something to do with that, or the, you know, they don't have that rights to that certain area or something. Who knows?
Yeah, because John has mentioned a couple things from Cigar City, and I wanted to try it. You know,
yeah, it's a shame. The High Life is probably probably my top five beers of all time. I mean, if I could drink nothing but that for the rest of my life, I'd be a happy man. So I'd be
now,
okay.
Is that in the same kind of deepness as what La Fin de Mont is, like thick like that?
No, it's an IPA, so it's going to be a little thinner, but it's definitely going to have that bitterness taste to it from the hops and stuff like that. But it's got a smoothness to it that you don't get with a lot of the IPAs, because a lot of the people a lot of the breweries that make the IPAs, they just go for pure bitterness factor, and they have this like contest with each other to try to make the most bitter beer you can ever make. And the High Life is not quite that. It's not like that. It's definitely got, you know, some of the bitterness from the hops, but it's also got a real nice smooth caramel taste to it. So it's a fantastic beer. And it's a great summertime beer too. So.
And who makes that, John?
That's Cigar City. That's the one right out of Tampa.
Cigar City, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to see if they have it up here. I have no idea.
Oh, if you can find it, give it a shot. I guarantee you'll probably like it better than La Fin de Mont. So.
Okay. And it's just an IPA, you say, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I'll check it out. I'll see if I can find it this weekend.
Just send them a text to remind them of it, John. Like I said, I can't get Cigar City around here. So, and the thing of it was when I asked, the guys at the store seemed disappointed they couldn't get it. You know what I'm saying? So they heard of it. It wasn't like they didn't hear. They haven't heard of it.
Right.
It's got a really good reputation with beer geek. So yeah. If they like beer, they were probably looking for it. So.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward. I've never tried that, so I'm looking forward to trying that too, Johnny.
Okay. All right.
Now,
so
John,
you guys head down here this weekend. I'll buy both. I'll buy you both one.
Okay.
On my way.
You have an iPhone, or you have a different phone? John?
John's disappearing on us. He's watching the airboats going down the river.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. I'm sitting in exactly the same spot, and it's just buzzing out every once in a while. I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I was just asking if you had an iPhone or you have a different smartphone.
No, I've got an iPhone 7.
Okay, so you get that. I know sometimes you tweet out or you post things about the beer. What app is that keeps track of the beers you've tried and all that?
That's Untappd.
Untappd, and that's available in the iTunes store then? correct?
It is indeed. Yeah, go there and get it, and let me know when you have it, and I'll send you a friend request, because yeah I love bragging about, or not necessarily bragging, but showing off what beers I'm trying today and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, and not only that, but it's a cool way to kind of capture which ones you've tried, or if you're looking for beers, you can, you know, it gives you a lot of information, like the alcohol content and all that stuff we were talking about, so you can kind of, you know, keep track of, you know, different beers you've had, and I don't know. It's just a cool way to do it, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it does that. And then it also will let you know if you're looking for a beer, like if you were looking for the Cigar City, you can actually type that in, and it'll let you know if they can, what stores are around you that actually carry it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it, like you said, it keeps track, but you can, if you find something on the shelf that you don't know if what you're going to think about it, you can type it in and see what other people have said about it. Kind of reviews they've given it to, you know, given it and stuff like that. So
no, I'll definitely download that after the show and check it out. I'll text you, and you can friend me or however we do that, so we can connect on there.
Now, am I allowed to be your friends on this app or not?
Absolutely. Yes. You can.
I had one Beers and Cheers or something on my other phone, my last phone from Walt Disney World, or Beers of Walt Disney World, something like that.
That you're right, Doug. I had that too. I think that wasn't a Disney sponsored app. It was just some guy that did it. But you're right. It was specific to the beers at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, that's Beers and Ears. And,
Beers and Ears. I had that on my last phone.
Yeah, they've got an app out too, and you can just when you're at Disney or heading down there and you're looking for a specific beer, you can find it on their list, click it, and then it'll tell you at what bar they have it or what restaurant. So
that app is still in existence then?
Yes, it is. I'm not real sure how often they update it, but yeah, it's still out there. So
yeah, I have it on my other phone, because what I do is when I'm charging my regular phone, I have my old iPhone that I turned in basically to an iPod. And I keep that on my end table, so at night when I'm tweeting or doing whatever, because I'm charging my phone for work, my other one, I use that one just to do all my social media and stuff on. And this way I don't have to have 50,000 apps on my new phone. I use that phone just to keep all my apps on. So I'll roam through that and look through Beers and Ears, and I'll do my Twitter and everything else through there. So I have to remember to put that on this phone before I go down, or put that one you're on, John. Text that over to me, the name of it, and I'll put it on later.
Untapped, I think you said it was. Yeah. Okay.
Dude, I'll forget Untapped. In 15 minutes. I mean, I'm just saying. That's what I'm telling them to text to me, Dan. Don't stop them from doing it, or I'll have to listen to this show, and I don't really want to do that.
Right. Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that.
I've already heard our bull crap once. I don't want to hear it again.
Right.
No, but this has been a lot of fun, guys. I mean, I can't wait that we're all drinking at the studios and eating. And you guys both, on your next trips, you have to go over and try those sliders at the Derby, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If we don't, we'll never hear the end of it, so we might as well.
Yeah, well, I'll never hear the end of it even when you do have them, because you're going to be raving about
thanking
how good
you.
It was.
We'll be thanking you.
Yeah, so I'll be listening to it either way. So I'll be listening to it a good way. You guys got to pick on me for something. All I have to say is everything I've had any of you make, drink, or try, you've never told me it was bad.
No, that's true. You've got a pretty good record going.
So,
but all records come to an end. You're going to blow it one of these times.
Yeah, I keep saying that about Brady. So from your lips to God's ears.
Oh, yeah. A little reverse psychology there, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Look at that, Dennis. He's comparing himself to Tom Brady.
Yeah, right. Well,
when it comes to food, I'm undefeated. I didn't lose at all yet. Hey.
He said today he's playing till he's 50, so.
I want to see it. I want to see somebody take his cane from him and beat him over the head when he's out there. But anyway, I'm just kidding. But John's son made him make those chicken wings again this past weekend, John. Talk about having it bad.
Yeah, he's got a problem. But I wasn't too hard to talk into. But yeah, I think I told you though. I think that's good for a while. I think we're gonna skip 3 or 4 weeks here and maybe wait until May to make them again. But yeah, they were good again. But I think I'm about chicken winged out right now.
What's that they say? Too much of a good thing is a good thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So.
My wife's been putting up with it for 25 years. She ain't complained yet. Let me tell you. But anyway. The roast, John. try the roast if you want to try one of these in the next week or two. Do the pork tenderloin, put it in the crock pot. What you want to do is sear it first on all four sides. Sear it, put it in the crock pot, and just mix up a little bit more of that, the mix. What you want to do is not more of the mix, but what you want to do is add like maybe a quarter cup of water. You know what I'm saying? You just want...
Yeah, make it a little thinner.
Yeah, you want to get the pork submersed into the liquid after everything's in there. So you want it like even with the top. So mix everything up. Maybe go a little bit heavier like on your liquid part. Maybe do a little bit tad heavier on the mixtures to give a little more liquids in there. But basically just do like a quarter to a half a cup of water in there to get it to float up even with the top of the roast. And put your carrots, your mushrooms, your tomato, your potatoes, whatever you want to put in there. And I'm telling you, you too, Dan, try this. Pork tenderloin, you won't go wrong.
Okay, I'll try it.
It's phenomenal. Like I said, the potatoes and the carrots come out like candy. That's how good they are. So, but anyway, this is Cooking 101. Please, guys, head over to see John at Beer Solo and the Weekly Pint. You can find Dennis at Beer Solo. You can find our good buddy Bob over at our website at It's All in WDW. He's been writing phenomenal articles about myself, so he's been doing a great job. You can also find me at Grumpy6767, and you can find us all at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Everybody have a blessed rest of your week, and we will talk to you guys on Sunday.
Good night. Talk to you this weekend.
All right. Good night, guys. Thank you.